It's been quite some time, so I think we're on Ayin Dal, those who follow inside, which is in Shar Aleph, Brias Olam Atikun. So I don't remember exactly what we're talking about, but just looking back quickly, because I just remembered the Chabur this morning, about the destruction of the world and fixing the world and things of that sort. We'll just pick it up wherever we were and see if everything should flow. Since all the spheres work together, and each of them a makaba from the other spheres, niskandel kol sphere v'sphere lios kol meshlema shel eser spheres pratios. This is very important. Each sphere becomes 10 spheres in its own. So even though we spoke about 10 big spheres, keser, chachma, bina, chesed, gur, and so on, each of those are made up of 10 smaller spheres. So for example, chesed is really, chesed is the overall, but within chesed there's chesed shebe chesed, like we're saying in Sphere, those who say it. And there's gura shebe chesed, and there's feres shebe chesed. There's 10 pratios within each one. L'chein nikra ha'olam ha'tikun gam b'shem olam ha'brudim. Therefore, the world of the tikun, the world of fixing, is also referred to this world of brudim. What does it mean, brudim? Sheperusha psuchim v'nefradim, that they're open and they're distinct. Because they've been opened and widened the nekudos. What does that all mean? Let's take a look to elaborate. This is that new light, the light that came in that initially when the kalim were in the world, the or came in, caused them to break and to shatter. This new or came in to fix these broken kalim. Nikra b'shem memhei HaChadash. 45 Chadash. What does that mean? HaRomez al hischadshus haolamos shenasai debichinas ma shenava. The word ma is what? What is a question of anivas? I don't understand. What is ma zeh? What is this? Ma edus hazeh? What is ma mishpatim? Ma chukim ha'ilu? What are these things? When a person asks a question, it means he's admitting he doesn't know. When a person admits he doesn't know, that means he's an honest. So ma chadash is a reference to anivus. So there's this element of anivus of eschadus. Shekol olam mevatel atmo lechavero vaydeze gil etikin hashalom. So what happened was, in the previous world, it's a little confusing because again I don't remember the context. But olam habrudim means that it's made up of small nekudos, all broken kalim. We did put the pieces back together. Now the only way to put them back together to create this eschadus was through anivus. The way the kalim broke in the first place was they said, I can hold everything. I'm capable of holding all the ore. And then it was too much and it broke. The next person says, I could hold the ore and it broke. And finally they all broke to pieces. And then this hadash just comes from, what am I? So this is, in this deep metaphysical world of sorts and mystical world, but on a very regular level, our level, that sometimes we think we could accomplish more than we could accomplish. So we could do this. We could take on all these different limudim. We could run through these blad gemara quickly. We could do this and we could do that. Tefasta mevelo tefasta. You take on too much, it doesn't work. People could break. People could get burnt out. So the way to come back is ma chadash is what's. I need help, I need assistance, I need some advice, I need recommendations, how to do things. Sometimes people want to go through sugyas on their own. It's very kedai to work through sugyas, and that's highly recommended. But sometimes the sugyas are very hard to navigate, and you need some aitzes. I was talking to someone who, Rosh Kolo, someone, a relative of mine, and he says in Lakewood they have these incredible kuntresim that different Rosh Chaburas have on different topics. You're learning Hilchos, whatever it is, Hilchos Sukkah. So then you could find the kuntres of it and then going through how to go through the right way so you get clarity in the sugyas and the Rishonim and the Echronim, the Piskei Lacha. It's okay to ask for help. I think it was the Chazon Ish that said that they used to make fun of him in Yeshiva because he would learn through the Beis Yosef tour. That was his limud, Beis Yosef tour. The tour just brings all the Rishonim. It's like a cheat safer. It's like the Masifta, of a few hundred years ago. So they make fun of you. Who are you going to become? You see, you have to work through and find the Rishonim on your own. You can't use these cheat svarim. So another point is these cheat svarim are not cheat svarim. They're help you out. So now certain things maybe are too much, and you're relying on them and too much. But you have to somehow go off on your own. You're learning. But the idea is when a person says, I don't know, I need some help, that's okay to ask for help. And that's how you have this chadshah. That's how Anivus leads this. So this is a practical way to understand what was going on here in this maha chadish, this newness that came from Anivus. Then he writes, V'yesh l'dat, that one should know, shebehatikun, shenasa be'es b'riyas ha'olam, that tikun that was created in the creation of the world, adayin lo niskanu ka nitzotzin shenaflu be'es ha'shvir. So yes, when there was a shattering of the kalim, so initially, this light came in and fixed them. But he says, not everything got fixed. Some got fixed, maybe the major parts got fixed, but there's plenty of nitzotzin and plenty of sparks that were still there, that needed fixing. The old nitzrach lezev, old the shokim hatara v'amitzos b'meshach zman shel harbei shanim, and the needs constant learning and constant mitzvahs to fix it, to maintain it. V'chtei lahashlim shar chel kenitzotzin v'shivay kelim shenaflo tel haklipa. We have an avoda. We have a purpose here. Yes, a lot was fixed after the initial breaking in this area of called tikkun olam. But there's a lot more that we have to get done by learning by mitzvahs, tefila. Fine. So he says that if we don't fix it, so now you're allowing the other side, the klipos, the sitra akra, to have these kochos. We have to extract the nitzotz, we have to take them away to our side by doing mitzvahs. Every single day, nasa birur, every day we do a separation. Birur means we're extracting the nitzotzim from that other side. The tikkun chadash are the avodas kol echad miyisa b'chol tefillah v'tefillah. Every time you daven, you're going up worlds. We're not going into the great depths in Kabbalah of what happens when a person goes Shemini Esrei, and you're climbing these madrigas and madrigas. You're bringing up these nitzotzin. But on a very simple level, when a person davens, you're somehow extracting and elevating these nitzotzin. U'misakin nitzotzin yuchadim hashayichin le'olsa yom, lo'olsa tefillah, lo'olsa ha'adam. So every single day and time in tefillah, there's certain nitzotzin that you could affect. So I've discussed in the past, in my own context, that on a very practical level as well, when a person davens, the person should daven not for himself, but it should be for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the mentality. But the Kedusha Levi says that, so how do you ask for things that you need? Everything's about personal things. So Kedusha Levi has a few different pshatim. One of the pshatim that I remember right now is at least that when I am fixed, when I'm better, when you're better, that is Kavod Shemayim, that's the Shechina. It's not that you mean nothing. No, you mean everything to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So when you need something, you need parnasa, you need refuah, you need yeshua, whatever, that itself is Kavod Shemayim. So it's not a contradiction. The mentality should be, don't do it just for yourself. Do it for yourself so there should be for Kavod Shechina, Kavod Shemayim. That's the idea. So when a person davens, just to make it very practical, what you should do is that, I'm about to daven shachar, I'm going to daven in a few minutes. And now you have from now until mincha to stretch. Think in your mind, what do you want to accomplish? I want to learn well. I'm going to learn first Seder now. I'm going to whatever, start off the basement off. Please let the Seder go well. Let me have the focus. Let me have the Havana. Let me understand Shir. Just for the next few hours until the next few. Just take it. We have big things we're down for as well, but small things as well. So just for tefillah to tefillah, these next, see, so tomorrow, my next 4 hours of learning, or 5 hours for mincha, let it be done with hislavas. Let it be done with clarity. And this way, your tefillah become a lot more manageable, and that's how you get the nitzotzim in each tefillah. And then for mincha marav, the same thing. Okay, for mincha marav, I have second seder, I have musar seder, I have chazara, whatever it might be. Let me take tomorrow and get all these things in with clarity. I've got dinner. Let me have dinner. It shouldn't be lashon hara. It should be talking nicely. It should be nice to people. Whatever it might be. Think in your mind what you could do to make practically your tefillah. Let's finish off this section. Then he writes, "V'akein, therefore, amru chachmenu shem nichsar la'adam tefillah achas, a person misses one tefillah." You can't fix it anymore. It's a pasuk that's invoked many times. The Mishnah and Chagiga brings it in, but some things are unfixable. So if you miss Shacharis today, there's certainly something you'll never be able to fix. They're unfixable, whatever that means. When we complete all the extractions of the hidden nitzotos, and we elevate all the sparks, and we fix all the broken kalim, azai call risha kula keshen tzichla, and then we're able to, extradite and wipe out and annihilate all the terrible evil in this world. The niskil lagula shlemu lasikin Hashem. Then we're zocha to the final gula, the yikuim leharetz adeya es Hashem. Okay, stop here.